Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, it seems like there's an awful lot of people that they don't see the world for what it really is. They see the world for what they wish it would be. And that's how they want to live it. It's like all the world, there are rainbows, and the world is completely at peace. The unicorns are frolicking and playing. There is no need for borders. There's no need because there's no rapists. There's no murderers. There's no thieves. Just sunshine and lollipops and rainbows everywhere. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful as long as we're together. Well, we're not quite in that perfect world. And we do not have, and we do have a need for walls and protections and police. Somebody to get the bad guys. And if you love your family, you will protect your family. And if you love your country, you will protect your country. If you love your countrymen, you will protect your countrymen. Because every day is not rainbows. Felons and evil people do exist, and they're coming for you, for us. Without assimilation, it is an invasion. And I'm talking about our immigration crisis in this nation, if you haven't figured that out yet. Innocent people. They keep saying they're arresting innocent people. Innocent people do not participate in illegal acts. They do not invade countries without permission and or going through the proper channels. And I wanted to discuss this with our good friend Michael Cutler, who is a retired senior special agent. I always want to call him super agent because he really is super to us. And with the INS. And I, you know, Mike, welcome to CSC Talk Radio. Before I get started here.
Great joining.
Do you remember that song, Sunshine and Lollipops? And
yes.
You know, that's kind of what I was thinking.
I could almost hear it in the background as you were doing your intro.
Well, I am quite melodious, aren't I, at times? But
yes,
anyway.
You are. By the way, you know, I used to make a lot of money with my singing. People paid me not to, so.
Well, I usually sing for free and sing for supper, but, you know, other than that, I've only got paid a few times.
I would starve if I tried to do that.
But they were making this comment the other day. They're arresting innocent people. They're just arresting these poor people. And I'm thinking, there are consequences when you break the law. And there's consequences down the line.
Well, it's funny because the other line was, the Trump administration is making criminals out of these people.
Yeah.
And there was a local newspaper that showed a picture of ICE agents in full battle gear, ray jackets, web gear, you know, with the low-slung holsters, which I used to use when I was on duty, flak jackets. They were going after gang members. Mm. And the headline read, Trump's secret police. I don't think they were very secretive about what they were doing.
They had pretty bad costumes if they were secret.
Well, it was Halloween and they were trick-or-treating. I mean, look, this is madness. And then there was another incident where agents notified the flight crew of an arriving airplane, one airplane, to have the passengers prepared to show identity documents. They had a warrant on an individual they thought might be on the flight. It turned out he or she was not. I've been in that situation. I cannot tell you how many times. Mm-hmm. And immediately, Trump is demanding papers. Papers, please. It made me nuts to read this stuff. And in New York, you have one of the chiefs of the police department saying, we will not be arresting people who jump the turnstiles because that could be considered a crime of moral turpitude if they are prosecuted. And that means you can be deported. Two crimes involving moral turpitude can get someone with a green card deported. And so here's my question. Why are you jumping the turnstile?
Hmm.
And they compared this to La Miserable, the guy that steals the loaf of bread. these poor people can't afford to ride on the trains. Well, I'm sorry. So the poor people can't afford to buy steak dinners. So let's. I mean, at what point do we say we're a country of law? And then part of the article, the writer said, if the police really wanted to be reasonable, instead of sneaking up on turnstile jumpers, they should put up big yellow signs in multiple languages and have the police standing under the signs, and the signs should warn jumping the turnstile is a crime. Do you need a sign to be told that if there is a toll to be paid and you don't pay the toll, you're committing a violation of law?
Hey, people don't even like you to jump the line at a restaurant.
But think about the madness to all this.
I know.
Now, the New York Times used to be a decent newspaper. It really did. I used to enjoy it. I subscribed to it. I love their science section. They have come off the rails entirely. And here's something to think about. And I wanted to speak to a reporter, a young lady by the name of Liz Robbins. She wrote an article. You're going to love the title. Police fear Trump immigration orders may handcuff efforts to fight gangs. So going out there and arresting gang members doesn't help the gang fight, right? Okay. I wanted to call her up and say, here is a dose of reality. I've arrested gang members. I've arrested members of the Italian mob, the Israeli mob. I've arrested drug traffickers from every country you might imagine and some you might not imagine, including Japan. I got an award from the government of Japan. So what you're talking about, not you, but this reporter, is total fabrication. And she quoted some police chief who, of course, is political, doing what the politicians want him to say and do. They're puppets. They're marionettes, ventriloquist dummies in some cases. And I tried to call the New York Times. Do you know that the newsroom in New York has an unlisted number?
Oh, isn't that interesting?
How in the world can you be a newspaper and tell people, if you want to talk to us, call the complaint line and leave a message or send us an email. No phone calls. Now, I happen to have had a phone number from the Washington Bureau of the Times, so they would not give me the reporter's phone number. They said, hold on, we'll put you through to her phone. And, of course, I got voicemail. I left her not one but two messages, never heard back from her, of course, because her job as a reporter is no longer to report the news, but to report the narrative of the day.
Mm.
And by the way, it's not only the people that see sunshine and lollipops that want to take down borders. More importantly, it's the globalists who have the money to buy the politicians. They have the best government money could buy until somebody by the name of Donald J. Trump came along and threw sand on their picnic. Think about it.
He certainly did, didn't he?
Think of something else. And I said this to the chief counsel at the Immigration Subcommittee over in the House when we were having a meeting years ago. Here's an interesting analogy to give you a little thought. You know how canals have locks because there might be variations in the height of water, whether you're going from a lake to another lake or whatever.
Right.
So they have locks in the canal.
Mm-hmm.
International borders are no different from the locks in the canal, especially when the two countries are at different economic levels.
But you know,
how's that for an analogy?
Well, it's a great analogy, but another thing that bothers me, and nobody ever mentions it, I think we've talked about it just a little bit, nobody ever mentions that border only seems to be open one direction.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I've spoken about it frequently. The Mexican government doesn't even want their own people to come back.
No, they don't want them. We're going into a break. I want to talk about that a little bit. Why don't they want their own people? And who is it that's really upset? Is it the Mexican government or the cartel that's running the Mexican government? We're going into
a
break.
Is there a difference?
I don't think there's much. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're talking about the immigration crisis here in the United States of America. We are a country. We do need borders. And we're visiting today with Mike Cutler, and Mike and Beth Ann will be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting Dave Mike Cutler, and we're talking about the immigration crisis. And real quickly, we're going to go to the phones. Larry from Missouri has a comment. Larry, real quick, what's your comment today?
Okay. Hey, Beth. Yeah, I think Ben did you up on that. Chloe Drain Swamp up there on gang members and everything. And they're throwing us all in the same basket. We're all immigrants. Well, I was born in Arkansas. I ain't no immigrant. I was born in the United States.
Did you say Arkansas? You was born in Arkansas? Is that what you said?
I was born in Arkansas. I live in Southern Missouri here, but they make it sound like everybody's an immigrant. Well, I don't feel like no immigrant. I was born in the United States. How much more can you?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. We have... Almost all of us have immigrants that were our ancestors, and that's just the truth of it.
Yeah, may have been, but I ain't.
No, you're not. Okay, but thank you, Larry. I appreciate the call. You know, when we were going into that break, Mike, we were talking about the hypocrisy of that border only being open one direction. Now, Mexico never talks about that, but they don't want those people. They don't want their own people. So do you think they're giving us their tired and their poor, those yearning to be free? Do you think those are the ones coming across the border?
Well, look, what they're sending to America are money generators for them.
Exactly.
It's estimated that at least 10% of all Mexicans live in the United States. In fact, when there's a presidential election in Mexico, they come to Chicago and Los Angeles, the candidates do, from Mexico, to campaign in the United States. And then they run to the consulates here in the United States and vote. And they've even set up mobile consulates and give out the matricula documents, which are fake ID, just like the municipal IDs here in New York City that this mayor is giving out. You know, illegal aliens are not the same as immigrants. The hypocrisy of the language. In fact, I wrote about the hypocrisy of Chuck Schumer and the open borders anarchists, the globalists. And I called it alien trespassing. Senator Schumer, his congressional cohorts, and they called it the leftist hypocrisy. I think it's the globalist hypocrisy more than the leftist, because you have Republicans that are guilty of globalism. I mean, think of Lindsey Graham, think of John McCain, they know better. They were part of the eight gangsters, as I've come to call the Gang of Eight. And so, you know, I look at the nonsense about how Chuck Schumer, back in 2014, went before the cameras, what a novel thought, and thumped the podium and said, you know, when people trespass on landmarks like the Brooklyn Bridge or the World Trade Center, this is dangerous. And under New York City law, they face no more than a year in jail, and half the time they only get a couple of months. He said, when people trespass on landmarks or critical infrastructure, that should be a violation of federal law that he wanted to write. And even cited, I kid you not, in that news release, go to my article at frontpagemag.com, right, the Front Page Magazine, and he even cited a 16-year-old boy who went to the top of the Trade Center, I believe it was still under construction, to take a selfie, and points to that 16-year-old kid and said, this is an example of why we need a 5-year felony for trespassing. Meanwhile, the same Chuck Schumer says that when you trespass on America, you've earned United States citizenship. The hypocrisy, the lunacy behind this blows my mind. And they say, well, they've only entered undocumented. Well, undocumented is not an adverb or a verb, okay? There's no such thing. They entered without inspection. And they enter without inspection because they know that perhaps their identities, if the true identities were known to our officials, would prevent them from entering the country. And among the categories of excludable aliens are aliens who are criminals, spies, terrorists, human rights violators, war criminals, fugitives from justice, and prior deportees. So certainly, if you are among those individuals, you will not want to have your true identity known to our government. So we don't even know they're here. For all the concerns, and they're very legitimate concerns, that we cannot vet the Syrian refugees, there is zero vetting process for people who run the borders. And nobody talks about that. Did you ever notice that?
No, I did notice that. I have noticed that. And
so how in the world do you protect the country when you look at the 9/11 Commission? And one of the things they kept hammering, they kept coming back to it, they even had their staff write a separate official government report printed by the government printing office, the 9/11 Commission staff report on terrorist travel. These were the federal agents and the attorneys that were assigned to work with the commission. Immigration was the number one, number two, and number three issue. Fake passports, visa fraud, lying to the inspectors at ports of entry, obtaining identity documents in the United States once they came here. The 9/11 hijackers in the aggregate acquired and used more than 360 false or altered names, variations of false names. And so you have a mayor of New York City, the city that is the number one target for terrorists, and the mayor keeps running with Schumer to Washington, give us more money, give us more money. We're the terror target. We're ground zero for these bums. We probably are. And what do? Violate the findings and recommendations of the 9/11 Commission.
I'm going to go to the phone lines. We have
Sure. We
have Raymond from Illinois with a comment. Raymond, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Beth Ann.
My
comment is the call.
Thank you. You come in to my front door. I may or may not let you in. You go to my back door, back of my house, and you come in unannounced. What is your intentions?
Mm. Yeah, it's breaking and entering, isn't it?
Exactly. And I talked with my son about this. He was in the military. He just got out. And he said that most of the military considers it financial terrorism.
Well, it's a bunch of issues that it involves. Part of it is financial terrorism. Part of it is a national security and a public safety and a public health issue.
Yes.
You know, we have seen accelerated or much heightened levels of diseases that we thought we vanquished. We're seeing diseases in America that were never seen in America, tropical diseases and so forth. And this isn't about insulting anybody. This is just reality. If you want to move or visit another country and bring your dog or your parrot with you, generally those animals are quarantined. Ellis
exactly.
Island was a quarantine station. And if you dare say that, oh, you're a xenophobe. No, I'm being practical. I am looking out for the American people first. And by the way, full disclosure, I'm registered as a Democrat. I can't tell you the last time I voted for a Democrat because they are no longer Democrats. They don't deserve the term liberal. They've become totalitarian and fascist. Am I losing my mind here, guys?
No, you're exactly
no,
right.
No, you're not.
And you know,
we never had, and I just this is just an observation. We never had problems with bed bugs until we have all this illegal immigration.
Yeah. Well, bed bugs. We now also have problems with the resistant tuberculosis, Chaggers. I mean, the list is unbelievable. It's expensive. It's costing lives. We have children coming down with a disease very similar to polio, which is paralyzing. It can be fatal. Why in the world doesn't anybody understand that the obligation of a government, first and foremost, has to be to its citizens? You know, I wrote an article. I've spoken with the people that are part of the Trump campaign. And I made a point. I said, wouldn't it be nice to have a president who says a pledge of allegiance to the American people the way we say a pledge of allegiance to the flag and to the republic? And in point of fact, he made that point during the inaugural address. So I'm very much interested to hear what he's going to be saying this evening. But I will tell you the other thing, and I wrote another article for Front Page magazine. You know, the open borders anarchists keep on insisting that what he's doing with immigration is unconstitutional, and that's not at all the case. In fact,
no.
Article 4, Section 4 says that the federal government shall protect the states from invasion and domestic violence. Is not a terrorist
exactly.
attack? Are not the crimes committed by foreign criminals, don't they constitute, if you will, an invasion and acts of domestic violence?
Yes. I couldn't agree with you more.
We appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Ray.
Thank you for that call. Have a great day, sir. Yeah.
We talk about our citizens, that they should come first. Well, I'm sure you've seen this where Jerry Brown now, he funds the students' illegals, and he's cutting the middle-class scholarships.
Yes.
You know, the citizens of the United States there in California, they're not going to get as good a deal as the immigrants are.
No, and you know, a very good friend of mine, and I wish I didn't know him, Don Rosenberg, his 25-year-old son, law school student, working his way through law school, a wonderful young man from everything Don's told me. I met him when we were both on a radio show nearly 5 years ago, was run over by an alien who had no right to be here. He was under so-called temporary protected status. Ran the kid over once, he was on a motorcycle, his son, in San Francisco, and in trying to flee, he killed him. And the police, quote-unquote, made a mistake and did not file the appropriate paperwork in time, so he never faced criminal charges, but this bum wound up going to jail for something on the order of 40 days for a motor vehicle accident involving a fatality. And then immigration didn't want to deport the boy. In fact, Don met with Jay Johnson.
We'll talk about that. Because I want to talk about the how they go to prison and just stay there, or they don't go for very long. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann visiting today with Mike Cutler, and we're talking about the immigration crisis here in the United States, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166.
That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
How's that, Mike? Oh, my goodness. I've got a producer that's got a bit of a sense of humor. How'd you like that, Mike?
Well, you know, if we lose our senses of humor, our minds can't be far behind. So that was excellent.
It's, you know, we see these people that just keep fighting and fighting against the United States citizens, and it's like they see no danger, and, you know, it's just, that's why that song came to my mind this morning. It's like, where do they live?
But how many people wound up with lung cancer because Winston tastes good like a cigarette should?
Oh, wow.
People
Absolutely.
Get hold of the slogan, they get hold of the notion. And, you know, what's really happened is the open borders anarchists, and these are truly evil people, the naive people I feel bad for, but the evil people, the exploiters, think of Alan Greenspan. I mean, he's my favorite pinata, Alan Greenspan. I was on a radio show the morning after he testified. This was April 30th, 2009. I'll never forget the hearing. And you can go to the Senate website and still watch him. When I was on this young lady's radio show, And she said to me, did you watch the hearing? I said, yes, it was streaming live on the Internet. And she said, what did you think of Greenspan? I said, well, I knew I was witnessing a first. And I'd been a guest many times on her program, and she knows that my sense of humor could be a little different. And she said, well, I know that I'm going to regret asking you, but how different was it? You know, what made it different? I said, well, it was the first time someone testified while suffering from rigor mortis. She told me she spent the rest of her show mopping up mascara because she couldn't stop laughing so hard. But I want to read to you how Alan Greenspan justified flooding America with a bunch of high-skilled H-1B visa workers. Quoting Bill Gates, who, by the way, had partnered with Hillary, the two foundations,
yes,
Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clinton Foundation, because he wants to flood America along with Zuckerberg, along with all these other Silicon Valley characters. And he said this about why we need more H-1Bs. First, skilled workers and their families form new households. They will, of necessity, move into vacant housing units. What a poetic way to describe an American home lost to foreclosure, right? Mm-hmm. The current glut of which is the prices of American homes. And, of course, house price declines are a major factor in mortgage foreclosures and the plunge in value of the vast quantity of U.S. mortgage-backed securities that has contributed substantially to the disabling of our banking system. That was a lie. What did that to us was his subprime mortgages for people who couldn't qualify for mortgages. But then the second bonus, if you take blood pressure pills, take it now and avoid the rush, because here it comes. The second bonus about flooding America with H-1B visa workers, the high-tech workers, the engineers and the computer programmers, right? The second bonus would address the increasing concentration of income in this country. Someone's making too much money, I guess. Guess who this is? It's not him, it's not Gates, and it's not Zuckerberg. He goes on and says this. Greatly expanding our quotas for the highly skilled would lower wage premiums of skilled over the lesser skilled. Who ever heard of a middle-class salary as having a wage premium? Skill shortages in America exist because we are shielding our skilled labor force from world competition. Quotas have been substituted for the wage pricing mechanism, and in the process, we have created, and you're going to love this term, folks, we have created a privileged elite whose incomes are being supported at non-competitively high levels by immigration quotas on skilled professionals. Eliminating such restrictions would reduce at least some of our income inequality. In other words, we want to destroy the middle class so that the middle class won't make much more money, or the working poor will be the working poor, whether you're formally middle class or not. We are approaching a standard wage if Greenspan and Gates and these other thugs get their way. And how important is immigration? The 9/11 Commission staff report on terrorist travel on page 61 had this statement. Now think about this. Exploring the link between human smugglers and terrorists. In July 2001, the CIA warned of a possible link between human smugglers and terrorist groups, including Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Egyptian Islamic Jihad. Indeed, there is evidence to suggest that since 1999, human smugglers have facilitated the travel of terrorists associated with more than a dozen extremist groups. With their global reach and connections to fraudulent document vendors and corrupt government officials, human smugglers clearly have the credentials necessary to aid terrorist travel. And we're still having debates about whether or not to secure our borders.
You know, and I think something, too, you talk about human smugglers, that the naive that want to believe that everything is sunshine and lollipops, as we said earlier, they don't understand how big a crisis it is and how large it is right now with human sex trafficking.
Yes.
And I'm sure that you're aware of it. And it's getting worse and worse. And
Let me tell you what. And again, this goes to the lie about how, you know, if we enforce the immigration laws, people won't come forward if they're quote-unquote undocumented. Do you know one of my key responsibilities? Half of my 30-year career, I was assigned to DEA intelligence for roughly 4 years. I was the first INS agent assigned to Unified Intelligence of the Drug Enforcement Administration. I worked closely with members of the New York City Police, New York State Police, the FBI, ATF, IRS, the British Customs, RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted. It was a major operation. And then after there, I was promoted to senior agent assigned to the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force. One of my key responsibilities was cultivating informants in the ethnic immigrant communities using my authority as an immigration agent. This is one of the biggest lies. Because, you see, if an alien who's here illegally comes forward and says, I can help you with that investigation, we can give that alien a visa. We can bring that alien's family to the United States permanently. So you have mayors of sanctuary cities, and that's a big lie. They aren't sanctuaries at all. They're sanctuaries for criminals, thugs, fugitives, and terrorists. These are magnet cities attracting the worst. And instead of saying, we need to work with immigration, so when someone is the victim of a crime, we'll bring them to the immigration authorities who can give them legal status if they cooperate with law enforcement, they tell them, oh, you stay away from those evil immigration agents. And meanwhile, look at how we endanger our national security. And by the way, have you seen that wonderful movie, The Bridge of Spies with Tom Hanks?
No, I have not.
You have to see it, folks. This is about the Rudolf Abel spy case. Rudolf Abel was a Russian spy in the late 50s, was arrested in 1960, thereabouts. He was swapped for Francis Gary Powers, the U-2 pilot from the United States. He was arrested initially. They show the FBI arresting him. It was actually an immigration agent working with the FBI. Rudolf Abel was initially arrested on immigration law violation. That's how significant our immigration laws are. Why in the world would you take one of the most powerful tools in the toolbox out of play where law enforcement is concerned in an era where we have major problems with transnational gangs, international narcotics trafficking organizations, and international terrorist organizations?
I had listened to Tucker Carlson earlier. So I think it was the last part of last week. I can't remember for sure when it was. And yep. He was... interviewing someone, and I don't remember the name of the man he was interviewing, but that guy was giving him very much the same argument that you were just talking about with Greenspan. So they're still out there talking about this, and Tucker kept going back at him, but what about our people? What about our middle class? It's like we don't exist in their eyes. Well, there's nothing going to happen to them.
And why do you think Trump won the election? Because the American people are catching wise to this nonsense they have foisted on us.
And these others, we're going into another break, but these others, they put themselves on pedestals. And I went off on Hollywood yesterday with their Oscars. I'm calling them Oscars the Grouch because they get up there on their pedestals and they talk down to us. You know, and somebody said yesterday, you know, well, they've got probably a lot of illegal housekeepers and yard people that take care of their yards. You know, I'm tired of that. I'm tired of them putting others before us. So we're going into a break. Mike and Beth Ann will be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ
about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. I've been visiting today again with Mike Cutler. Just can't get enough of you, Mike, when we talk about this. You're my guy to go to. You mentioned earlier.
By the way, I just want to say one thing real quick. I started to try to say it. We went to the commercial.
Okay.
Absolutely. Why are we listening to Hollywood? These are folks, for the most part, that only sound intelligent when talented screenwriters put words in their mouths.
That's right. I was thinking this
morning. To think about.
They produce absolutely nothing. They're entertainers.
Yes.
They produce nothing in this nation.
And they're somebody they aren't.
And how many homes do they have? You know, and then they're telling us that we should have the refugees in our neighborhoods. Well, why don't you put them in your second or third home or both? You know?
My favorite oxymoron is heroic play. How can you be a hero when you're playing?
That's right. They play heroes. They're not heroes.
Exactly my point.
Well, you were talking earlier in the show about the language. And the language is very important. And I mention that to my listeners a lot because there's other things that we look at when we talk about the language. That word doesn't mean what we used to think it meant. It's all of a sudden it's got a different meaning. And they do this on purpose to kind of downplay things like they're undocumented instead of illegal aliens.
Right. And well, the word alien simply means any person not a citizen or national of the United States. So here's something to think about. The open borders anarchists, and by the way, this is not about political correctness. When people say that, they're giving them credit for being considerate. I consider myself politically correct. My kids have never heard the N-word come out of my mouth or anything that even smells of it. It's despicable. So this is Orwellian. This is about creating a false idea. It's propaganda. Eradicate the words, you can eliminate the thoughts. That was the whole notion behind Newspeak. This is Orwellian. And so here's my challenge. If the word alien is as terrible as the dreaded N-word, do you know of any acronym that uses the N-word? Of course not. But the word dreamer, the A in dreamer, are alien minors. So if the word alien is so despicable and so horrific, why is the word alien part of the Dream Act or the Dreamers? Because this is simply them using language to confound Americans and using our compassion and our charity as a weapon against us. What do you think of that?
I think it's an excellent way of putting it. We've got to understand and be educated about the truth and the language. We have to know the truth.
And by the way, we're not being anti-immigrant. That's the other lie. We're being pro-enforcement. If you look at the abortion debate, no matter where you stand, it's pro-choice, pro-life. If you are identified as anti-anything, you've lost before you started. Mm. You know, had I not become a federal agent, I was going to teach speech on the college level. I've got a BA and BS, as I call it,
my degree in communications. And here you are on this hick radio talk show.
Exactly. But this is not BS, certainly. But my point is that in debate, if you can control the language, it is the equivalent of the military gaining control of the high ground. You have a strategic advantage. We need to take back the advantage that they have seized by being determined to use accurate and consistent language. Sanctuary cities are magnets. They are not sanctuaries. Illegal aliens are not immigrants. And think of the damage we do to true immigrants. My wife works in a local synagogue, you know, we're Jewish, and this woman came to her and said, you know, my husband loves Trump, he's an American, he petitions for me, you know, I got my green card, we have children here, I love America, but the newspaper said they're going to deport the immigrants, do you think I'm in trouble? And my wife said, are you kidding, this is about illegal aliens. She said, well, why don't they just say that then? She said, it's frightening to wake up and see a headline that they're going to deport immigrants. What they've done with this misuse of language
and the banning of Muslims,
illegal immigrants,
and the false accusation of banning Muslims.
Yes, yes. And by the way, if you want to look at what's in the law, I don't even know how in the world the courts agreed to take the case, listen to the case, because
yes,
if you look at what's in the immigration law, the authority that the president has to determine whether or not to ban entry of aliens is extremely broad, and Jimmy Carter did this. But let me just read these two sentences. This is under Section Title 8, United States Code, Section 1182. It lists the categories of excludable aliens. I mentioned it earlier. But Section F of that section of law, suspension of entry or imposition of restrictions by the president. Whenever the president, and notice, it's only the president, whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, and that's as broad a term as you could use. It sets a very low bar. Detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation or executive order, and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions that he may deem to be appropriate. And so think about this. What if, God forbid, tomorrow morning during his morning brief, the president is warned by the intelligence community that they know of aliens headed to the United States with nuclear weapons? We don't know their names, but we know that they will carry the passports of one of these seven countries, Mr. President. And he says, okay, since we don't know who they are and this is a real threat, let's not let anybody in from those countries until we figure out who we're dealing with.
Mm.
He
That's
has
all
that
it is.
Right. And so
Absolutely.
Now we're being told, no, he doesn't. So how can he, as commander-in-chief, not only of the armed forces, but of all federal agents, faithfully execute the office of president when we have handcuffed him so he can't protect us now?
It's amazing, and it's like you said earlier.
That's the implication here, Beth Ann.
Oh, absolutely, and like you said earlier in the show, it's not just the Democrats. There's Republicans behind this as well. And Mike, it always goes to follow the money. Always follow the money. And the left, they keep comparing, and I hate to bring this up because we're just about out of time. We've only got about a minute left.
Yeah.
But their constant wordage, the way they word everything, racist, is constantly brought up. And now comparing Donald Trump to Hitler, and WikiLeaks got into some emails, and this is coming out of Podesta's. It says, compare your opponent to Adolf Hitler. This is your heavy artillery when your opponent is obviously right, and you are spectacularly wrong.
Absolutely. So let me just put my website out real quickly. Please go to my website, folks. It's Michael Cutler, one word, C-U-T-L-E-R, michaelcutler.net. I write for capsweb.org. I write for Front Page Magazine, do a ton of writing for them. I write for The Social Contract. By the way, if you know of speaking opportunities, let me know. I've been traveling all over the country. This is the antidote for the mainstream media that won't tell you the truth. And, of course, your program is the best antidote for that nonsense, Beth Ann. So I thank you for having me. But, folks, please get involved because democracy is not a spectator sport. You need to be involved in this.
Absolutely. The Republic only works when the Republic's working. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate all that you do.
Be well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Folks, it takes every single one of us, but we have got to... You've got to recognize the lies that are in front of you. The language. There's nothing wrong with protecting your family. You should protect your family. You should protect your communities. And we have to protect our country from the people that would come in here and not want to assimilate, but want to invade and hurt America. It's up to us. We're the only ones that can bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.